Welcome to the Road of Faith this week, my friends, and we're going to have a great seminar, so stay with us as we're going forward on this road trip called Know Thyself. Oh, listen, I tell you, it's important now to know yourself. If you don't, if you think you know yourself, you probably don't, you know, because the more you learn about the Lord, the more you learn about yourself, the more he reveals himself to you. And so this series, I think it can help you bring some light, shed some light on some things in your life, shed some light on where you are with the Lord, how he sees you. Man, that's really important for him, for you to understand how he sees you and not how the world sees you, how other people see you. You got to find out how he sees you and the way that you really are inside with him. Well, that's what we're talking about throughout this whole series, how he sees you, how he wants to communicate with you. And he's so close and so intimate within you. He is so, he's fused with you. That's how close he's just, he's part of you. Yes, he is. And you're part of him. Yes, you are. Well, listen, you ought to be able to hear him, anytime, day or night, inside of yourself, since you are fused with him, since you are, one with the Lord. Since you, are part of him and he's part of you, you should be hearing him. A lot of people don't, they have difficulty hearing him. Maybe maybe you can hear him some, you know, or whatever. You got to pray a long time or something, get yourself into a mode where you can pick up what he's telling you, what he's saying to you. Well, it shouldn't be like that. I mean, it shouldn't be to me. I mean, that's the way I thought it was, you know, before March 9th, 2022, I didn't know any different about how to hear from him. So I would pray a long time. I'd, try to get myself quiet to where I could hear what he's saying. And I did, I was able to do that, but you know what? This is better. This is so much better than that was, because I mean, I was able to hear from him and get direction, what I was supposed to do on major things when I dig in, you know, when I'm praying, and I was able to get answers and understanding and direction and all the things I was supposed to do like that. But when it came to minute by minute, hour by hour, and just regular daily things, or just trying to stay in his will throughout the day, I wasn't hearing him like I am now. And I want you to get in this place. He wants you to get in this place. I found out from him because I asked him. I said, well, Lord, is this for everybody? Is this for, you know, just anybody that's your children, your body, your people, those who are yours? Is this something that should be happening? And he said, yes, everything. Yeah, this is his will for all of us. Well, I don't know about you, but I wasn't hearing enough ministry along this line, because I tell you what, I don't know. I can't say that I know people that hear the Lord like I do. They hear from him now. They sure do. But it's not in this manner. And so, like I say, he told me these three things that was working, that enabled me to come into this place with him. And I have endeavored to stay in this place with him. Because really, I mean, once you move into this type of hearing from the Lord like that, in this type of communication, you just don't want anything else. You don't want life as it was like it was before. You just don't want it anymore. So I'm real careful to keep that right. I ask him a lot, as I've said before. I ask him a lot, Lord, do you have everything? And what I mean by that is, do you have my complete life? Do you have my will? Do you have my complete will? Do you have my complete life? Everything that's involved in my life, every area, do you have it all? That's my question to him. I want to know from him. If I've kept it there, if I've kept it all there, I want to know from him, because that is the thing that right there, that is the thing that he told me that keeps me, that helped me to stay in the place where I'm hearing from him so clearly, is just me knowing and him letting me know that, see, because I'm checking with him. I don't know if there's an area in my life that he doesn't have control over, if there's a part of me that he's not running, that he's not in control of, well, I want to know about it, because I know that will not, that's not what I want to be in my life, is something that he has, that I'm in control of, but he's not in control of. See, because that means that I'll be outside of his perfect will if it's against what he's telling me. Well, I don't want that anymore. I found that that's wasted time. After knowing the Lord over 50 years, that's all wasted. That's wasted time trying to do your own thing, your own agenda, and do things that way. Because if you're doing things that way, you're not going to be doing things in his agenda. And you're not going to, so he just be patiently, because he understands that your will is your will. And so he patiently waits on you. Now, of course, he'll work with you, try to help you, try to get you into the place with him, into the best things. Yeah, he does. In everything in your life, he's working and doing what he can do to make it, to bring you into the best things in your life and the best for others through you. And that's what he does. So it's almost like this. It's like whatever you end up giving to him. Of course, we talked about the three things in the box, you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about that today. But it's like if you don't yield certain parts to him, if you're not yielding certain parts of your life to him, well, those things that you're hanging on to, whatever they are, that's apart from what he wants you to do or how he wants you to do it, those kind of things, you're going to find that you're going to regret hanging on to those things someday. It may not be in this life. I mean, when you leave this life, you'll realize, perhaps at the end of your life, you'll realize, oh man, I should have yielded all that to the Lord. I should have yielded that part of my life to the Lord. And you will regret it. You will regret it. So, we don't want you to be regretting, you know, not yielding things to the Lord. We want you to be, yielding, everything to him in order for you to come into his best things for your life. Now, I tell you, he's going to take you in ways. If you'll yield your life to him in every way that you know how to do it, he'll take you in directions you didn't think you're going to go. But boy, it's exciting to see how he's doing things now. And so you're committing everything to him, committing your direction to him. Amen. You're committing your way to the Lord, and he's bringing his will to pass into you and through you. And it's a joy to see his things and his will actually coming to pass. I mean, it blows your mind. His ways and his spirit working, and it just blows your mind. You think, wow, that was something. And, you know, some of the most significant things that's been happening to me, have been simply just was initiated, I guess you could say, initiated by a thought from the Lord. I was initiated. And it's one thing led to another, boom, 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 boom. Next thing I know, man, I'm seeing miracles. Next, I'm like, wow. I mean, it's just the things that he's done. And so, you know, you want to see those miracles now. You want to see what he's got, but if you're not going to be led by his spirit, now, if you're going to just kind of be led by your own thing and do what you think is right and just bypassing what he's wanting, basically, because he's not going to knock you in the head, say, don't do that. He won't knock you in the head. Sometimes I wish he would. Knocks in the head, some pop, smack you, say, you know, don't do that. You know, get a little sense, man, you know. But we've all made some you know, some terrible choices over the years, and by his grace, he's brought us through it in spite of it, in spite of how messed up it all was. He brought us into the good things that he had for us and brought us out of that and helped us and corrected us and healed us and delivered us. And, thank God. And so if you messed up, hey, join the club. I messed up so many times in front of him and missed his best. And I can look back and realize, you know, the parts in my life where I had dropped out from his good things, so dropped out for him to be able to use me much and flow through me, because I wasn't in his way. I wasn't yielded, man. And so I missed out. There's some things that I've missed out on that I can't go back. I can't go back and redo, and can't go back and fix, and can't go back. You know, it's just there, you know? So all those parts of my life, all those years that I had lost, to where, I mean, it wasn't a complete loss, I guess you could say. But there's some partial losses going on throughout those years. And, so I'm not going to end up with what I could have had, you know, if I'd have done things a little differently. But you know, you can't sit there and look back and regret and say, oh man, I messed up and I made these wrong choices. And of course you did. We've all done it. So we can't sit there and focus on those choices. We can't sit there and focus on the things that we messed up or we didn't do right. Or, we might have been in some situations, just the atmosphere we were in perhaps caused us to make some of these wrong choices and, just where we were with things. Well, we can't look back at that look down at ourselves and be down about it, about all the loss and all the things we should have done and could have done. Because that is not going to help you now. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help us to look back on that and think about all that. But the reality of the fact is, yes, I lost some time. I lost some good things from God, because I just wasn't in the place to receive. I just wasn't in the place for him to flow through me and to do his will in my life. I just wasn't there. But in spite of it all, he brought me through. He brought me out. He blessed me. And so, got me to a place where I could see, more, that I wanted his ways more. I could see and understood that his ways and his things and his direction and his understanding about my life was greater than my own. And the things that I thought I had going on that were so great, in the light of eternity, you know, may not have been so great, you know. Maybe we'd be able to help a few people along the way, even in those times. I don't know. Maybe we've been able to help inspire and be a blessing to some people, but, I wasn't at the place where you could use me like he wanted to. I wasn't fulfilling his will. I wasn't walking in his best for me. Well, since March 9th of 2022, I came into a different understanding about the Lord. I mean, like I said, I was very shocked about the thought-to-thought, mind-to-mind. I was hearing him so clear. I'm in my mind now. I mean, all in me and up in my mind, up in my, you know, he could speak. It was just right, like he's right next to me inside. Because he's speaking, see. So, I mean, it should be like that. It really should. Now, I, looking back, I realize, oh, man, this is the way it should be with us believers, because he's fused with us. We're in union with him inside. His life flows in us and we're flowing in him. I mean, who we are, now listen, who we are is because of what he has made us. And because who we are is now one with God. Who we are is one with God now. You know, and we ought to be hearing one another. Of course, he hears us. He always hears us. Well, you know, problem, whether you whispering or your thought or whatever, he hears all those thoughts. He understands all that. But on our part of it, we're dull to it. We've been dull to it. I was dull to it for almost 50 years. So I'm talking from experience. And most of the believers that I knew, oh yeah, they heard from God. I know they did, but they weren't hearing him like I was. And I'm not trying to compare myself with somebody else or compare who I am and what I am with another believer. I'm not, it's not that way. I just am realizing that what I had, what was happening in me was not something common in the body of Christ. It just wasn't happening. It just is something, because the body of Christ that I know about, that I knew, yes, there were spiritual people, but most of the body of Christ were just almost like the world in a lot of ways, you know, and they wasn't hearing from Jesus like I was like that. And I wasn't hearing from Jesus like that for almost 50 years. So it's not like I'm looking down my nose at anybody or looking down, looking down at anybody for not being in that place. No, of course not. It's not about that. It's not like, well, I'm at this level and everybody else at lower level and others are in lower level. Well, we're all on different levels with the Lord. We're all on different paths with the Lord, but we're here supposed to be helping one another, come into a better relationship, a clearer relationship with Jesus. And, that's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to, exalt myself and say, well, I'm at this place. You ought to be here too. Da, 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 da. And well, I do believe that everybody ought to be here. Every believer ought to be where I'm at as far as, this instant communication with the Lord. Now, I don't expect it to be exactly like me, with you, but yeah, I think it's going to be similar. They're going to be similar. Instant thought to thought stuff. Now, instant thought to thought with your thoughts. And, so I believe that's what he's supposed to do now, but there again, I'm not trying to raise myself up to on a pedestal, say, well, this is what you want to attain to. That's not what I'm saying at all. These things that we've been talking about are things that we believe is going to bring you into an intimate, powerful communication with your master who lives inside of you. And, he wouldn't have told me these things really, other than that he wants to get them across to you. And that's what these seminars are about, because of you, because he wants you there with him. He wants to talk to you thought to thought and mind to mind. He wants to direct you by his spirit every minute, every moment, you know. I mean, I don't go through the day listening to Jesus moment to moment. Okay. I go, because many, many times he showed me many, many times we are in agreement, you know, I'm going the right direction. So he's not going to speak up and say, change this or do that or whatever. I mean, when I'm in agreement with his plan and what he's doing, you see, well, He's not necessarily speaking with me about things, but the thing about it is I'm open to it. I'm open to it all day long, and he can speak to me and does every day and gives me directions and shows me and gives me time and when I should do things and how I should do things. And because I'm going to him with it, I'm going to him. I want to know what he sees. I want to know what he knows about it. Because I want to see it his way. I want to do it his way. Well, you got to have that desire in your heart, to get there. And many people, many believers don't even realize that this is possible. They just don't even realize that this is possible because of all of the religion and all of the carnal, input that comes in from the, outside. And they don't know that this sort of thing is possible. And of course, we're talking about this throughout the seminar, about this one-on-one, this thought-to-thought instant communication about, with the Lord, and how wonderful it is, how vital it is, and how amazing it is to live this way in versus what I was having before. So I've been trying to compare and trying to help folks to see it, just to see this place with the Lord. And so you've got him now. Now listen, if you're a believer, you've got him now. You're not trying to get a hold of him. You've got him in you now. And many times it's just a matter of finding out, as we've been discussing throughout the seminar here. We started out with the foundation of things, and we just built along and built along and built along until now we're in the box of three, the three things in the box of one. And I think that was one of the main things he wanted to get out, was these things concerning our heart and our heart condition before him. And see, because it all is born from that desire. If you don't desire these things with the Lord, if it's just not something you want, well, you know, don't have to worry about it. It's not going to happen. Don't have to worry about it. He'll be and bless you all he can. Yes, he will. And lead you in his best all he can. All that's yielded to him. All that you give him to work with, he's going to work with it. And he's going to do his best for you. Of course he is. And he would never do anything less than his best than he's able to do for you. But if you're not yielding everything to him, well, he may not have a lot to work with there. You know what I mean? I don't know. He may have a little bit to work with. He might have a whole lot to work with. Well, I want him to have not only just a lot to work with me, I want him to have the whole thing, the whole thing. I just want him to have the whole thing to work with. So, if I'm not getting it right, I want him to be, just to be free to just speak up and let me know, hey, Keen, you're not getting this right. You're not doing this right. And I want to hear that clear, and because I want to stop. I want to stop that stuff if I'm not getting it right the way that it can be, the way that he's showing me that it can be his best for me. If I'm not getting it right, I want to get it right, you know. And so, therefore, I'm so thankful when he speaks up and lets me know. You're not doing that right. You're not going the right direction here. You're not making the right choice here, whatever it is. I want to know what he's got to say about it. And because of that desire in my heart that I just wanted his way, this life that I'm in, I just wanted his way. And however he wants it, and he's using me now in a lot of different ways with different people that are not getting ministered to much. He's got me ministered to him and doing some things here that's different than maybe anybody else in the world. I don't know. All I know, he's telling me to do it. And so I'm just following his direction and doing things his way. And I'm looking forward to seeing the results of walking these things out in his way. Praise the Lord. Well, I wanted to finish up here on the box of three a little bit here. We've been talking about the three different things. Of course, the humility factor that's the biggest one of them all. And, which brings us into a place where we could submit to what he's saying, what he wants to do. And, so therefore we get into that place of submission with him, and it enables us to commit to his plan. And we've submitted to his will and his plan and his ways for us. We submitted ourselves and what we wanted to do into that which he wants to do. And it's at that point that we have the opportunity to commit to it. Well, we commit to what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, though we have submitted to it, and now we pour ourselves into it. That's it. That's what we commit to. So his agenda, what he's about, what he wants to do through Ken Fletcher is my agenda. That's my agenda now. So, I mean, the same with you. Your agenda should be the agenda that he has for you. That his agenda, whatever that is. is what you should make your own agenda and commit yourself, consecrate yourself to that agenda. Amen. And of course, all the three things in the box of one, the box of one is yield. It's the box is yield. That's the box they're all in. Amen. Because all the yield quality is flowing through all of those different boxes, all those different areas and those three different things in life. Amen. So yield is the box of one. is the thing that's working in all three things in our heart. It is a general heart attitude with the Lord. Yes, it is. It's our general heart attitude with the Lord, and that is to stay yielded to the Lord at all times. That's what we want to do. We want to stay yielded to His way, to His plan, His direction, His things. We want to stay yielded. Amen. It's the go sign to Jesus that is on inside all the time. So in other words, our go sign is always on to the Holy Spirit. Always go, always yes, always ready, yielded to the Lord. Amen. It's the general posture of our being inside of our heart. It's our love for Him in action. Oh boy. There it is. Now, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now we have His love, and we love Him, and He loves us. And the fact that we're yielding to Him and our heart is completely yielded in all of those different areas. And we come to Him with this right heart posture, you see. And it's an expression of our love for Him. Our love for Him is why we yield. We love Him. He's after our good always, always thinking about us. He's always taking care of us. He's always thinking ahead. He's always is, you know, when it comes to Him, He's always loving us. And when we're yielded to Him in all of these areas, we are loving Him. We are appreciating Him. We are an expression of our love to yield to Him and His ways and what He wants to do. Amen. Because He first loved us. He first loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. So it comes down to, who do you love? You love your own way. You love what you want to do. You love the thing, the vision you have for yourself. You love that more than you love Him. Do you love the things above Him? Well, let me tell you, you need to trash that stuff. Get it down there where it belongs. Keep that stuff down and put Him at the top of all that and yield yourself to Him and just say however you want to do things. You need to realize, man, if you may be loving some things in the world. He told us not to love the things in the world, you know. No, He said, don't love the things of this world. He said, they're all passing away. Don't love those things. No. So no matter what you're doing, if you're loving that more than what He wants you to do, maybe it's your job. Maybe it's a career. Maybe it's a hobby. I don't know. Could be a lot of different things that you love more than you love the Lord. Well, this yielding that we are doing through humility, submission, and the commitment and consecration of that what we're doing here is because we love Him. And we trust Him. We trust Him. We love Him and we trust Him. Amen. So that's why it's all happening. And then you have this desire to get to come into this place with Him, you know, that desire. All of those things working together, these ingredients in your heart, you see? Well, perhaps we're talking about some things that are showing up, that the Lord is showing up to you. And you're realizing, man, I'm just not there. I'm just not there with him. And we're talking about these things, and you're listening, and you're realizing, man, I'm just not there with the Lord like I ought to be in these areas. Well, listen, you can make those corrections in you. You can correct yourself. You can get that adjusted within you. It don't take a great big deal to get that adjusted within yourself. And all you got to do is just make a choice within your will. In your will, you do all that. You say, I'm stopping this. I'm starting this. I'm getting rid of this. I'm starting it. I'm going this way with the Lord, and nobody gonna stop me, and nobody can. When you decide you want to come into that place with Jesus, nobody can stop you. I mean, who's going to stop you getting your way? Huh? Well, the devil may want to try to get in the way and distract you over here with some of this little thing going on over here, or something going on over here, or whatever. And you got this going on with your spouse, or you got that going on with your kids, or you got this going on with your job, da 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 da, and it's distracting you, all this stuff out here. But listen, nobody can decide for you. No matter what all's going on out here, you can decide, folks, this is what I'm doing right here. This is what I'm doing, regardless of what anybody else does, no matter what anybody else says about it. I'm doing this right here. I'm yielding. I'm going to stay yielded. And it's a smart thing to do. My goodness sakes. You can't hardly get no smarter than that. When I say that. No, you can't hardly get no smarter than to yielding your life like that to the Lord. You're just not going to beat that anywhere, because it's at that point that he's going to get involved with you in everything you do. You yielding everything to him, he's going to get involved in everything with you. Wow. And that's going to change stuff now. It's going to change a lot of stuff. Your future will change from what it would have been because you're yielded. Boy, that was an important word from the Lord. Your future will change because you have decided to hook up with his plan, and you have yielded your life and everything you are. Your future will change into something eternal. Eternal stuff's going to start happening in you, through you. Stuff that's going to last. Stuff that's going to be there when everything else passes away. You're still going to be, what you have done will remain, because you have yielded yourself to the Lord and you have given yourself to his purposes. Woo, boy. Changes everything. Changes the future. Yes, it does. It changes things in your own life now. I mean, from the things that used to take you down, things that used to confuse you, things that used to bother you. Things change there too. I mean, a lot of that stuff just drops off of you. A lot of it, you just look at the Lord, you say, wow, look at you, man. And next thing you know, man, all these things, that the troubles and different things that used to stay on you, be on you, and you just looking at the Lord and seeing how wonderful what he has done in us and this relationship we have together, and spending time with the Father and the Lord. And man, next thing you know, all the stuff, you just, where'd that stuff go? Where did all that trouble go? Where did all that stuff go? I tell you where it went. It went down it just fell off somewhere back there. That's where it went. Because you're busy looking at what he wants to do. You're busy looking at what Jesus is doing in you and all the wonderful things that's going on, man. And the miracles and the answers to prayer and all kinds of things. People getting healed and all kinds of things taking place. And all that other stuff that you thought was so important before, well, look around, it just... It's fell off somewhere back there. I don't know what happened to it, but it wasn't that important. No, how? Don't even care if I lost it or not, because I'm going after what he wants. And that's the way to be with you too, as you yield to the Lord. Praise his name forever. So who do you love? What do you love? Woo, boy, these are important questions, aren't they? What do you love? What are your motives? Here we go again. Motives, heart motives. That's what he sees. He sees all that heart motives in there. What are you all about? Why are you doing what you do? Why you say what you say? Why you go where you go? Amen. Why you know, all those motives, man. And listen, we want to dedicate and consecrate and give all that to the Lord and stay yielded to his plans and keep our motives pure before him. Amen. Keep your heart pure before him. Keep him. That's right. Just keep all that other stuff out. All that other stuff that you don't want in your life. It's an act of your will. You need to do something about it now. Don't allow it to come in. Don't allow it to occupy inside. I tell people all the time, different time, man, keep it nice inside. That peace in there. I mean, no matter where you go, you know, no matter what state you're in, no matter what country you're in, no matter what, wherever it is you are, what building you go into, what car you climb in, don't matter. You're inside. You're all, that's wherever you are is where you are, right? I mean, now what I mean by that is your spirit is inside of your body, right? And so you want to keep it nice inside of your body because that is where you live, is in your spirit, in your soul, is where you live. Now, that's where you live. That's where your will abides, and that's where you are inside. That's where the Lord abides, is in you. So keep it nice inside, man. Don't be thinking on a bunch of junk and garbage, you know, that's... It's going to bring you down emotionally, or it's just not good in you. It's just, and you don't want it, man. Don't stay on it. Just get it on out. Move on by it. Just take it and get rid of it. And you say, well, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that. With your will, you can do that. You can decide not to allow those thoughts in your mind. Just don't let them in. And the ones that maybe are in there that you don't want, that are bringing you problems, that are bringing you issues, you know, give them to the Lord. Just give them all, give all that stuff to the Lord, and then get rid of those thoughts and just be in peace now. As if he's got it and he's got all you, you can live in peace. Amen. That's another byproduct of having everything over on the Lord, everything. And that byproduct is peace. I mean, you can just relax and know that he's got it, and he's going to tell you what to do, and he's going to tell you how to bring you out of it. And I mean, everything's going to be just fine. And because you have given him, you've yielded it all to him. That's why. That is why it's possible with you. Amen. These things. Who do you love? What do you love? What are your motives? Are you really yielded to the master inside? Are you really? Or are you really doing things your own way? Are you really doing it your way? In any part of your life, in any given area of your life, I mean, are you really doing it the master's way? Good question to ask yourself. A good thing to ask yourself and find out where you are. Amen. Because this is important stuff. This is vital stuff that we're talking about here. Amen. Now, we're getting ready to get into another little area of this whole thing. Now, I want you to know something. Now, you've got to believe something. Obviously, all of these things require faith to work in you, because you can't see any of this stuff. Right. And so you're doing it by faith, and you're doing it by believing in the Lord in you. And you're doing it by faith in front of the Father. You're doing it by faith in front of the Lord. All of these things, the three things in the box and the box itself, all of these things are done spiritually and by faith. Right. Yes, they are. And so this vital part, this ingredient. Now, we've been talking about the other ingredients that was going on. That's in there. That's involved in coming into this communication with the Lord. This instant communication. Well, this other one, you got to believe that you're doing all that. Mm-hmm. You got to believe you're doing all that. And what I mean by that is that you do these things by faith. You're believing it as you're doing it. That's right. And you're believing you're hearing him as you're hearing him. And so everything that you're doing, that we do down here, we're doing by faith in Him, in faith in His Word, faith in His abiding within us. And so, yes, we hear Him by faith. Praise God. And another part, like I say, was hearing Jesus inside is faith. And do you believe? Here we go. Here's a question. Do you believe that He communicates with you like that? Well, you don't, you know, you really can't believe that He communicates with you like that until you've done these three things in a box, you know, until you've actually come into this place with Him of humility, of submitting yourself to Him, and of consecration to Him and to His things and what He wants to do. You really can't be in confidence about it. You know what I'm saying? About and be in faith about it without those things, because you're not, you're still believing in your own agendas. You're still believing in your own things, and you're only going to give Him a piece of stuff. As long as you're in your own agendas, you're only going to give Him a piece. It might be a good piece. I don't know. It might be a small piece, but you're only going to give Him a part of you. And, because you're wanting to stay with your own plans and for your future and stay with what you got now, see? So you're not going to be able to get into faith, about this. But if you have done all these things that we've been talking about, believing and bringing yourself into this place before Him. Now, He won't do it for you. You do these things your own self. So listen, man, I would encourage you to just dig in and get with it and do all of these things we've been talking about here, because, I promise you, man, he be with you. He's going to get with you, and it's going to be different. It's going to be big different if you really do it now. Some people may be fooling themselves thinking they're doing it when they're only maybe doing it a partial way for a selfish reason or something, you see. Well, that ain't going to work, and it's not real, and it won't stay, and it won't, because there again, you're fooling yourself somehow. You're walking in some sort of deception about it. Well, He's not there. He's not in that part of deception about any of those things. He's not... it's not about any of those. There ain't no way He's going to lead you in any kind of deception. So if you're in some sort of deception about these things, and you're not really giving Him everything, you're not really, you know, done these things the way that we described here, well, then you're not going to get the results, you see. These are only for people who really do these things with their whole heart, you see, who really do these things and stay there with Him. My goodness, He's going to get all over them. I'm just believing that I'm talking to somebody right now that He's going to get all over you, and He's going to change your life in a major way now, and He's going to show you a lot of different things now as you go along and just grow in depth of His purpose, in depth of His ways. And we do this by faith, you see. It's through faith that we come into these things. And it's through faith that we believe that we hear Him. Yes, it is. So your faith level has something to do with it. Amen. Well, praise God. I think we're almost out of time today. My goodness, these are so fast. Seems like to me. Now, maybe they're not to you, but they sure seem fast to me as I look up and I realize, my goodness, I'm almost out of time here to impart and to give you truth. I'm just believing that you're actually doing these things and that you actually coming into this place with the Lord. I'm believing that. I'm believing that. But of course, it's all up to you what you do with it. But we believe that these things that we've been talking about throughout the seminar, throughout this Know Thyself series, will bring you into this place that I have been enjoying with Him. And I just want you to enjoy it also. So the sooner you get there, the better off you're going to be. So I hope you stay with us as we go on through the rest of these wonderful seminars on the Know Thyself series. Thank you for staying with me. And so I appreciate that so much. I love you. Thank you for your prayers for us as we move forward in the things of God. So until next week, this is Ken Fletcher saying, I love you.